Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today is Kyle Lenzner. Thanks for coming today, Kyle.
No problem. Good morning, everyone.
It looks like another windy weekend, unfortunately. Seems like the weekdays haven't been too bad, but man, every day we get to Friday, Saturday, and even Sundays, it just seems like the last month we've had nothing but wind. We do have some warm weather, but I think the wind is going to kind of put a hindrance on our recreational boating activity along with our fishing activity, so I'm not sure exactly what to expect out there this weekend. Looks like primarily south wind, if I read that right. So maybe some of these lakes on the south side might be able to find some calm water and get in some recreation, maybe get in a little bit of fishing here and there. But I suspect with the hot, windy forecast, we may not see a whole lot out there on our lakes around the area.
Well, at least with that heat yesterday, now it looks like things are going to start to cool off from here on, so...
Yeah, the extended forecast looks really nice. Next weekend, we're going to lose the wind, lose a little bit of heat, get back down into the 70s. That'll be great weather for all things outdoors, recreating and fishing and whatever else you might want to do outside. So that'll be nice. Hopefully, as we move in to the 4th of July weekend, we can continue that windless trend and maybe even a little bit warmer weather as we go into the 4th of July. So that'll be nice. I guess as far as fishing goes, Kyle, how are things over in Clark?
Things have been pretty constant here now that we've gotten some warmer weather and things are starting to level off and we're not in that up and down temperature like we were there here a month and a half ago. And guys have been doing pretty good down on Dry Lake there. Seems to still be a hot spot. It continues to produce fish, and most guys have now switched over to bottom bouncers and spinners with a crawler on them. And for the most part, guys are having their luck, and they're, for the most part, getting their limits. So,
good. How many boats are you seeing at the parking lot?
Depends on the day. Usually early in the day, it seems like in that morning time, that 10 o'clock range seems to be about the most boats that are there throughout the day. And I'd say it's been around that 50 to 80 boats on the weekend. And during the week, probably around that 30 to 50. So... pretty good number of boats, but from talking to people, it sounds like they haven't had trouble putting in now that we got that new ramp down there. Everybody said they really liked that ramp, and it really eased the flow of traffic down there. So,
good.
Up on Indian Springs there, that's starting to pick up a little bit. Guys are doing pretty good out there. It just seems like depends on the week. Some guys are doing pretty good on some weeks, and then the next week it don't seem like it's very good, but they're getting some nice fish out of there and been doing pretty good. There
on Indian there, what are they using for access?
They're using the boat ramp on the north side there. That's the private ramp that by the Black Claw bait shop there is where most guys are accessing it. I know a lot of guys have asked if that's a private or public ramp. That is a private ramp, and if you're planning on using that, I would just stop in up at the bait shop there and talk to, I know Marty's usually in there, he's the owner, and he's usually there, and talk to him about using the ramp down there, and he's been pretty good about letting people access from there.
Good. And there's maybe a little fish cleaning station there and a
yep.
place to get bait now and pop or whatever you need before you go out on the water. So actually one of the few places in Clark to get bait.
Yep. And then other than that, I know Reed Lake, it sounds like it's picking up a little bit up there. Guys are starting to see a little more traffic heading up that way. Guys are doing fairly decent up there, and all the lakes seem to be, it seems to be that either early morning or late evening bite, and things have picked up a little bit here this last month, so.
Good. Bailey's, I know that every time we do lake surveys on that lake that it usually registers pretty high on walleye density. Has there been some fishing there?
A little bit of fishing. Some boats have been going out and trying it. I've heard mixed reviews. Some guys, I haven't seen much for fish coming off of there, but I've been told they've been getting a few out there. This is always a tough time of year because of the weeds out there. It's a little shallower lake, a little clearer water, and I know the weeds usually out there get pretty thick, so I know it becomes tough to fish out there this time of year.
Definitely. I've been driving up to Webster from time to time lately on Highway 25, and it seems like there's some boats at Swan Lake. Are you checking anybody up there?
The guys up there, it seems to be hit or miss on the walleye. A lot of northern pike being coming out of there. The walleyes, it just depends. You'll have some 5 boats that come in without any, and then the next boat will come in with a limit. So it just depends on who goes out there.
Pretty nice fish?
From what I've seen, yeah, I've seen some pretty nice walleye coming out of there. A lot of little guys too, but some pretty nice ones along with them. So,
good deal. I guess we can venture away from fish a little bit. Kind of is the time of year when we start seeing pheasants popping up. Day County, as far as our district goes, Clark County, as far as our district goes, is probably one of the better pheasant hunting areas. Have you been seeing chicks running around?
Yeah, I think in the last week and a half, I've probably seen about 5 broods, and so far the broods I've seen have looked pretty good sized. I'd say most ones I've seen on average are probably around that 8 or 9 chicks per brood, so.
Good. We certainly haven't had any bad weather spells that are going to set back our nesting success. Wouldn't hurt to probably get a little bit of moisture as long as there's no hard stuff mixed in with that moisture, but a little moisture wouldn't hurt. However, I think with the weather that we've been presented with, we should have a pretty successful hatch as we move into our brood routes here in the middle of August. What about other things? Canada geese, ducks, seeing lots of those over there?
The geese have kind of started to move back into those backwaters. I haven't seen too many of them here lately. The ducks, I've been seeing quite a few little ducks around here lately, anywhere from 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old, all the way up to just freshly hatched. And the duck numbers, from what I've seen from the hatches, it looks like pretty good hatches here so far over my way from the ones that I've seen.
Perfect. There is a few geese here in town. Heck, some of them already look almost full grown. They got the white patches under their chin. Their gray feathers are starting to turn pretty black, so they're going to be more than flying by the time we get into our September hunting season.
Yeah, I haven't seen any little ones of those lately, any freshly hatched ones.
Yeah, not much for yellow fuzzballs left out there. They're all starting to grow up pretty good. Outside of that, I guess as far as a Coddington County fishing report goes, things have been pretty quiet in Coddington County. Both lakes right here in town, Compesca and Pelican, not a whole lot of fishing activity going on. Just the wind and the heat, I think, are keeping shore fishermen away. Boat fishermen have been trying Compesca a little bit. Walleye fishing's been awfully tough, but the smallmouth bass fishing hasn't been too bad. The rock piles are giving up some fish. Rocky shorelines are giving up some fish. And some of the other structures around the lake that people like to fish, like the water treatment plant, all those things are pretty decent place to catch smallmouth bass lately. So that's really been about the only high spot for fishing right here in Watertown city limits. I guess while we're talking about Compesca, water levels continue to go down. If you've got bigger boats, I think some of the better ramps right now, sounds like Jackson is pretty good still, and Sandy Shore is pretty good still. Some of the other ramps are starting to get pretty shallow, especially Sailboat Landing. That's awfully tough to get some pontoons in and out of there lately. Regular size fishing boats, 15, 16, 17 foot boats, aren't having any problems at any of the lakes, but longer pontoons, that kind of stuff has caused some issues getting in and out of the water. Once you get out on the water, make sure you're paying attention to your graphs, because there's a lot of shallow water out there. And as we move into the 4th of July, we want to make sure that people are aware of some of those dangers out on Compesca. Fishing, not much going on Pelican, not much going on at Grass, Long, Blythe, any of those areas. Dry Lake by Florence has had a few boats on it. Not real great fishing success. Maybe some walleye during the middle of the day, but that's really been about it. Goose has slowed down a little bit too. We're down to seeing maybe 4 or 5 boats a day out there. I think if the weather would shape up next week with 70s and less wind, we might see another 10 to 15 boats out there during the week, giving it a try. But success out there hasn't really slowed down any. You get some nice weather, you can go out there and really catch some nice fish. Hamlin County has not been too bad. Almost all of our anglers are kind of concentrated on Ponset. Same thing down there. If we could just get some nice days without wind, that lake's going to be really, really busy. Even during the week, we're seeing 50-plus fishermen down there. On weekends, nice days, we're seeing well over 100 units at the boat ramps down there taking advantage of some of the walleye fishing. Reminder that is a 15-inch minimum. Most of the fish that are biting are under that 15-inch minimum, but if you sort, you can really find some nice walleye. Crappie have been pretty hungry down there, and the white bass are keeping anglers pretty busy as well. So pretty good bite down there at Lake Ponset. Have you heard anything about Lake Albert lately, Kyle?
I haven't. I know some of the guys I talked to that were fishing it, they said here a week and a half ago was still doing pretty good. A lot of nice bigger fish, but here lately I haven't heard too much off of that one.
Yeah, Albert's been really busy. Quite a few boats all day long, during the week, on the weekends, and pretty much a real mixed report. A lot of boats going down there and getting skunked, but there is some boats going down there getting their limit. Every once in a while when I stop at the fish cleaning station on Ponset, I talk to some anglers that are cleaning fish there from Albert, and boy, they're really nice fish. Most of them are over 17 inches, and there's a few over 20s even, really nice, fat, healthy fish. So if you can find them down there, really, really nice fish nonetheless. Outside of that, like Fate Slough, Three Buck, Clear Lake, and Hamlin County, all of them have been awfully slow. So outside of Albert and Lake Ponset, there's not a whole lot of angling pressure going on in Hamlin County. With that, Kyle, you got some events coming up here anytime soon?
Yeah, I got a Step Outside program coming up here this next month. That's going to be July 14th. That's a Thursday. It's going to be in the afternoon from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. That's going to be for kids age 8 to 17 years old. This year we're going to be doing, we're going to have 22s there. We're going to have a trap shooting station, archery station. We're even going to have a muzzleloader station this year. And we're also going to do a turkey presentation for this year. So if you're interested in that or want more information, you can call our Watertown office at 882-5200. They'll be more than happy to sign you up or answer any questions you have. Otherwise, you can get a hold of me over there in Clark. If you have any questions about it, my number is 881-3777. You can get a hold of me there, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have about it. But if you're wanting to sign up, we'd like you to pre-register for it just so we can get a kind of a head count and know what we're going to need for tools and stuff for down there. So that's, again, going to be July 14th. That's a Thursday, middle of the month there. So from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Very good. We had the Hamlin Step Outside here a couple weeks ago, and we only had one kid pre-registered, and it looked like it was going to be a rainy, nasty day, and turned out that the weather kind of broke. We had good weather, and there was actually 20 kids that showed up, so that's pretty good. We like to see around that 20 mark, so that made it nice. We just left them all in one group, moved them from station to station, and everybody got a lot of reps at each station, shot a lot of guns, shot a lot of arrows. And then we had a little trapping seminar, so I think all the kids got a kick out of that. So hopefully you'll get some pre-registration and get some good participation over there.
Yeah, I know they always had fun, or always have fun there. So
yeah, definitely. One more thing, I guess, before we wrap up is this weekend, July 25th and 26th, is a nationwide saturation patrol kind of geared towards removing operators that are under the influence off the water. It's called the Operation Dry Water. It's put on by NASBLA, the National Association of Boating Law Administrators. Like I said, it's nationwide. Almost every state participates in it. Officers go out, saturate the lakes, and their big focus is on removing boaters that are under the influence from the water. Here in South Dakota, we've really ramped up our efforts as far as removing boaters that are under the influence from the water. Just a quick reminder that the same rules that are in a vehicle pretty much apply to the rules that are in a boat. Over the limit is 0.08 in a boat, just like it would be in a car. The only real difference is there's no open container law in a boat. So you can have an open container in a boat. The driver of the boat can even be drinking. You just cannot be over the limit. And if you're over the limit, you will get arrested and go to jail just as if it was in a vehicle. I see that Indiana is one of the states taking a strong stance in Operation Dry Water, and their big push is that boaters that are under the influence eventually become drivers that are under the influence. That's a pretty good point. If you're under the influence out on the boat, after you trailer that boat and get into a vehicle, you're just as big of a danger on the road as you were while you're on the water. So you're going to see officers out this weekend and throughout the 4th of July conducting saturation patrols. to remove drunk boaters from our waters.
And that Operation Drywater, that's this weekend, correct?
That is this weekend.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else before we wrap it up?
I think you covered her all.
All righty. Well, we will see you back here, same time, same place, next week.